Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Today, we're talking about how to shut down procrastination and, of course, taking your calls for on-air readings. And it looks like it's... I must have been typing quickly, so I've got to change the title because I transposed the N and the W. So right now, it says we're talking about shutting down procrastination. So that has to be changed. We're going to do that right now. Want to invite everybody to join us on Facebook. And actually, I'm developing our page. I don't know if I'm doing a group yet, but we currently have a page for the show, the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. So please do find that on Facebook and like it. We would really appreciate it. And we do have a caller right now. So we're going to take that caller, 931.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi.
Neil.
Fine, thanks. How are you?
Good. Good. So, are you guys taking readings or?
We are. Uh huh.
Doing readings.
Okay. So I'm just wondering if you guys see anything coming up for me.
Nothing. We see nothing. There's going to be nothing coming up.
Yeah.
Zero. We suggest you go back to bed.
You know, or maybe, yeah, maybe a message from Spirit. That would be awesome.
Okay, what's your name, first of all?
Marguerite.
M-A-R-G-U-E-R-I-T-E?
I-E-T-T-E, yes.
T-T, so that everything's right except it's a double T.
I-E-T-T-E, yes.
I-E-T-T-E, sorry. So that I-E-T-T-E. I got to rewrite this. And I don't think you've spoken with us before.
One time, yes, I did.
Oh, you did? Okay, so I don't...
It might have been last year or the year before.
You know, I don't remember your name, and it's a little bit of an unusual spelling. So, anyway. Normally, I would think I would remember. But anyway, what is your birth date then?
1961.
61, okay. 10, 20, 7, 9. Hmm. There's a division of 5 in the 6-1. But, okay, 27, 9. So you are 50, how old? 58? No.
Mm-hmm.
58?
Yeah. Ah. Yes,
58 years old. Okay, so let's just do a little math. I don't know if we did this before. In 1988, first of all, Marguerite, can you go back to that age and tell us, you were 27 years old, what happened when you were 27? There should have been a change.
I got pregnant with my first child.
Pregnant with first child. Okay, see? I don't know if we talked about that. Did we talk about that last time?
You did. You said, if I'm remembering correctly, you said that I had a lot of karmic stuff I was working through.
Mm.
Neil had said that, yeah.
Mm. Well, I mean, we all have karmic stuff we're working through, but yeah, there's... she's got an 11 in her first and last, so that's a little bit troublesome. But did you want to say
something?
If you're talking about messages or something coming up, I don't know if this applied. Well, I don't know if you can connect to what I'm about to say, but
okay.
And I realize you're 58, but I'm seeing a business. I'm seeing something to do with a business idea. So let me first ask you, have you thought about anything regarding a business idea on any level at all?
Yes.
Okay, so that's what we're picking up, that okay. There's a business idea, you're validating it, and the way it kind of flowed in, it felt very positive, a lot of optimism. But here's the thing, whether you fail or succeed at this business venture is something you have to do it. In other words, it's on your map, you have to do it. There's an edge of success in it more than failure. So, and there's some writing involved and some sort of exposure on the internet, but you know.
No nudity.
No, yeah. But
right. Scare them away.
There's kind of a combination. This may be symbolic. Of words and art, language and art. Now, but maybe you go, well, it has nothing to do with language and art, so it would have to be symbolic. But there's that symbol. The other thing I'm seeing is sort of like hummingbirds hovering over a flower, you know, when they're about to take the nectar of the flower and they're in midair. There's
yes.
this image. Like you'd see it on a card or a painting. I don't know how that applies, but I think the main thing is the business venture at hand is what the immediate message is, at least what I'm getting.
Well, let's see what she has to say about that.
Well, I've been trying to come up with a business because I would rather work for myself. But I also have been discussing it with my siblings of maybe doing something together. I don't know what area. I mean, I kind of do with a solo thing, and I would like it to be in the metaphysics because I've always had that urge to do that.
Well, what's your background? I mean, what
helping.
Kind of work have you done?
Well, business management and home health.
Business management. So what does that entail?
Running businesses, HR, office management.
Office. Yeah. I wrote down clerical. That's what I was picking up. And then home health, which is totally different. Are you a nurse?
Totally different. I've been doing home health, for 6-7 years, and I want to get out of it.
So, are you like an LVN or something? I mean, what?
No, wow. I'm just an HHA.
What's that? I don't know what an HHA is. You?
Home health aide. Like I'll go in and give them medication reminders and assist them with whatever they need or whatever their family needs for them, if there's stroke or brain injury or whatever.
So, and you want to get into the realm of metaphysics and help in that way. So you're helping people right now, but you want to shift it into a different.
That's my thing, I think, in life is to help people.
Well, that's fine. I mean, the new business, if your new business venture is going to be combined maybe with your siblings or your kids or whether it's going to be solo, the business venture was the broad category that we validated. You going into metaphysics now has to be applied to the symbolism of the hummingbird. So you need to read deeply into the symbolism of the hummingbird in all of its aspects, animal symbolism, spiritual symbolism. animal guide kind of thing, animal spirit guide. There's an excellent book, what's it called?
Animal Speak by Ted Andrews.
Ted Andrews, look at the hummingbird.
He put out
a couple of books.
Well, the image of the nectar, the hummingbird going to nectar, kind of, I mean, to me symbolizes her, you know, it's caring for people, you know.
Right. That's there
gathering
too.
The nectar.
That's there too, which may have been some of the requirements of her journey. And then next flower, it's all metaphysical. I mean, there's metaphysical implications involved in that. Mm-hmm. You were about to say something?
Oh, well, yeah, she's so right. You guys are so right. the home health aspect has just brought it real and up front in my face. You know, and it's a constant reminder of my own mortality. But, yeah, I've lost so many people along the way, including my mom just recently. But
I'm so sorry to hear that.
And I get things, you know, like the one patient that I recently lost right before my mom. I just had this thing where I was walking out because I had completed a shift and I didn't want to leave. And a hospice nurse was going to be coming in, and I told my coworker, I said, just stop for a minute, stop. And I stopped right in her doorway, and something told me she was going to get up and fall. But then I thought, well, no, she can't possibly get up, you know. And it was a knowing, like it hit me so deep that I was like, no, this isn't just a hunch. This is certain. You know, and I walked into the office with my coworker and I said, look, it was like a revelation. It was almost like deja vu. And I said, she's going to try and get up. You know, and she did, and she fell, and we got a call, and I went in there and she was on the floor. But our shift was done. You know, that's all we were contracted for with the family and blah, blah, blah. But I knew it. It's just things like that enables me to connect with these people. And it's more than just the physical thing.
Right. So we have a couple more minutes. We want to just let our other callers know that we're going to be getting to them. 703
sure.
And then 626 are next. I just want to acknowledge them and say hello. We're going to be getting to them shortly. But when you talk about doing a metaphysical business and involving your siblings, what exactly is your plan and how are they going to be involved in the business if, you know, they...
I hadn't planned anything metaphysical with them,
so to speak.
They're not like me. They're not like me.
Oh,
if I did the metaphysical thing, it would be a solo thing.
Oh, this metaphysical thing is a solo thing. So what would you do with your siblings? So there's two different business ideas? Somehow I missed that.
Right. Right.
Okay.
Right. And we've just been kicking it around, you know? And I'm thinking about going back east home, you know, towards where they are, because I'm alone out here.
Where are you located? Montana. Gosh,
mm-hmm.
We don't really get many callers from Montana. So what type of business would you be doing with your siblings?
Well, actually, my brother's looking into something right now, but we have a very vast and varied backgrounds. My sister is in HR. My brother is... what is he? I can't even think of the name where he works on planes.
Oh,
my other
like
brother was right. And then my other brother worked for Rutgers, developing or researching cures for cancer. So that's the three I'm thinking about doing something with.
Okay.
We're just kicking it around, some idea, you know what I mean? Trying to get some ideas.
Ideas on what to do, and then the metaphysical thing would be on your own.
Yes.
Yeah. And then you're thinking about relocating too.
Exactly.
Hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean,
you know, while you're brainstorming with your siblings about an idea or something, which would take a lot of time
mm-hmm.
to get it going.
Yeah.
So you can't rely on that. You can't immediately start jumping into metaphysics and start to get involved in that.
I would say a lot of reading and
yeah.
you know, before you jump into doing readings.
I totally have. No, I would never do that. No.
Yeah.
I would take instruction as well, but I studied metaphysics for many, many years.
Okay, well, I would start with looking at the, if I were you, I'd start looking at the hummingbird symbolisms just for the sake of narrative. See what there's any ideas that come up. The only reason I say it is because we got about a business venture that seems to be very important to you. That was validated. Then I saw this hummingbird. All right. So it just seems to be a lead-in. And we don't want to underestimate any animal spirit guides that might bring into focus this kind of thing. So birds are guides, birds are guides to the front, to the pioneers, going to the forest. They use birds as guides. Guides are all over the place in terms of birds. But anyways, we got to get going. So Marguerite.
Well, thank you.
And join follow us on Facebook. We have a page that I'm developing.
Yes.
We're developing Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. So find that, please. And
I will.
Yeah, we'd appreciate it.
Thank you so much, guys.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Okay. So we have 703 next and then 626 area code. Hello, 703.
Hello, it's Andrea. How are you guys doing?
Oh, hey, Andrea.
How are you?
We're doing well. I think she's a 27-9 too. What's your birth date again? I can't remember.
It was
yesterday. That's funny because our caller is also, the previous caller is born in January too. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
That was the 17th in the year again, please.
Yes. 63.
63. 7, 8, 9. Yeah. 19. 28. Oh, she's 28. Yes. Okay. I'm one off here. You're 28, 10, 1. So Andrea is the signer that does she sign language to music. So what happened?
No, I'm still waiting for the phone call. I ended up going to North Carolina on a whim because my friend wanted to see how the process was. I said, well, if you're free, let's just go this weekend. And we went for the, a spur of the moment trip. And so now this is a year of three, and I went to three different states. So, 3 years in my favor this year.
Oh, well, 3 is in your birth date. 63.
Well, I hope that whim.
Oh, that's right. 1963.
I've never heard of a flying to someplace on a whim. Is that an airline?
Yeah, we actually drove.
He used to talk to Marguerite. Her brother just fixes planes. Perhaps it's Wim Airlines that works for us.
No, we actually drove. It was like a 8 to 9, 10 hours from Virginia to North Carolina. So, yeah, it was a long drive and it had snowed. So, yeah, it was a drive.
Well, good. Okay, so you're flying to, what'd you say, Arizona on a whim? And
we drove to North Carolina on a whim.
Oh, North Carolina on a whim. Okay.
Yeah.
What's your question? What's your
I have a different question. I'm at a job now where it's kind of become really toxic now, and I actually am supposed to start a new job with the government. But I was just wondering, it's been a delay, I guess, maybe it's because of the shutdown. So do you still see this thing coming? I know. Do you see it still? I don't know if it's because of that. It could be, but I don't know if you think it's still going to come to fruition.
So she's going through a change right now. The doubling of her, right? She's in the second cycle of 28 from 63. Just completed. You're 56, right?
66.
Yeah.
No, 56.
Just
so it's
56.
Yeah. It's 28 times 2. So what's the job?
It's with Department of Transportation as an admin.
How funny. Right. Fits in with the Wim Airlines topic or Wim Rental Cars. She grow.
So you're wondering about the job, whether you're going to get it, and when did
yeah.
you submit all your materials? Have you interviewed? What's going on with that?
I have the offer. I'm waiting for the fingerprints to come back, and it's taking, I guess, a little longer. So
you've already been offered the job, so there's no question that you're getting.
Yes.
Okay.
But I guess it's on hold because of the shutdown, or just there's a delay for some reason.
Maybe.
Or Department of Transportation. Yeah, I mean, it could be resolved, the shutdown, sure. But you got the job, so I wouldn't. You got
worry.
The job. I wouldn't worry. I mean,
okay.
A hunch is you'll be working within or up to about 3 weeks from now.
Okay. Yeah, because the one I have now is just getting more toxic by the day. So I just need to get
it. I don't think it's too much longer to go. I mean, I kind of feel the shutdown could go to day 36, but I could be wrong. But, and then it will be about 2 weeks. So maybe I'm thinking maybe 3 weeks as a guess.
Okay.
A guesstimate.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Well, my boss will be gone for one of those. She's on vacation, so there's 1 week.
What do you do now?
Just to leave. I work for an admin for a real estate office.
Oh, okay. Admin for real estate.
Yeah.
I don't think we knew that before.
How long have you been there?
Since July.
You haven't been there
August,
that
September,
long.
October, November, December, January. 7 months?
Yeah. Yeah, about that.
Mm-hmm. And I wrote 8, so she's 1 month shy of that. Maybe she will be another month before she gets her job. That would fit in.
And then the Department of Transportation at this change right now. Yeah, it might be about within about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And then you go through this change. You might be there. I mean, we could right now pencil in about 2 years, and I don't know what happens then. There might be a change, a shift, but I would plan on being there for about 2 years, and then at that point, you may stay longer, you may leave. Your master number goes every year in your life, but you might, I mean, this is just rough draft estimations.
Right.
Andrea. So it could be about 2 years. There's some disturbance in the family. Maybe. Do you have brothers? Do you have sisters?
I have a sister and a brother, but I was adopted, so I have a biological sister as well. But my father is ill.
Oh, yeah, because I was about to say there's some kind of disturbance in the family that seems to be vibrating with kind of, so that might take you out of your path for a minute. I mean, it's part of your path, but out of the direct path. And that might happen. There's somebody who's having a problem with an educational problem. So are there any nieces or nephews that are having trouble in school?
My son.
Oh. It's your son.
We didn't know you had a son either, I don't think.
I have two sons. They were born the same day, 2 years later.
Oh, that's
2 years apart.
What's the birthday?
Yeah. 3/15/88 and 3/15/90.
That is really unusual. 3/4/9/19.
Yeah.
35/8.
The one having trouble in school is the vibration I'm getting here.
19. Yeah, and the other one's the same master number, right? Did I do that right? 5/6.
Yeah.
19. I mean, same master and karmic. 19 and 9. Yeah. So the one born in 1990 is the same as you. The other one's a 35/8. And they each hold that code in their first and third numbers, 3/5. And the master number, your master number, 1, if that's interesting, is in the day as well, both of their days, of course. So
what kind of trouble is it the kid having?
He just has some issues going to school. He ended up with Tourette syndrome, some depression, some ADHD, and, you know, just he didn't graduate high school, and I'm getting his GED later and trying to get back into that kind of swing. You know, he has a job, but he wants to go back into computer stuff. So he's having a little more challenging than my older son is.
Well, I mean, the validation is that we received this validation that there was trouble with a kid in school. That's your son. The vibration didn't come with any resolution. It's just being validated by you.
Correct.
You know, he has his challenges. But encourage. I would channel the thing that he loves doing. Make sure you channel that more than anything else. And don't get him frustrated over things he just has trouble doing. I wouldn't bother with that stuff. I would kind of
excel in the areas that he's good at.
It's too problematic. It's going to frustrate him, and it could ruin the whole project.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I would focus on what he loves. Be easy on him.
Yep.
And that would be the immediate suggestion.
Okay, Andrea. Yep. Andrea.
Well, thank you.
Andrea. You said Andrea.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, take care.
I can't find you on Facebook, so I'm going to have to like do some more searching because I was trying to find you. So maybe
it's
you can
on.
Just leave the.
I think we are on. I mean, our link is on. Our link
on
to the Facebook page is on the Blog Talk Radio profile.
Okay. I'll have to go and see if I can try and find it.
And we have
a
new page, the Neil and Kristen. You can look up the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour on Facebook and like that page too.
Okay, perfect. I will do
that. Yeah, but definitely find our personal page. We'd love it if you did.
Okay. Okay, awesome.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a great rest of the day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Yes, happy birthday. Okay, 626. Hello.
Good morning. excuse me, my name
Sorry,
is
your
Jane,
name?
And I'm another Capricorn. Okay.
What's your name?
Birthday's one. Yes. It's with a G. G-E-N-N-Y.
G-E-N-N-Y?
No, G as in George.
Yes, that's what I said. G-E-N.
Oh,
okay.
Jenny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Is it like Genevieve or something?
Is,
or?
That's it. Yeah, Genevieve.
Yeah.
Short for Genevieve.
Yeah. Okay. Camelot.
Yeah.
St. Genevieve. Okay. Anyway, what your birth date?
1/17/1943.
Weird. That was the
I know, three in a row.
And then what's funny is her sons, I mean, you were listening, but her sons are born on the same day when you came in, and you're born on the same day 20
mm-hmm.
years prior.
Wow.
9/19/7. She's 26/8.
Mm-hmm.
26 equals 8. Okay, and what brings you to the show, Jenny?
Okay, I have a question. I belong to a couple of women's clubs that are nonprofits, 501c3s. One club is Perfection, and we raise money for scholarships, charities. The other club makes a ton of money because they rent out their building that they own. And that one is, since there's so much money, people on the board of the past several years have been benefiting themselves financially. And according to IRS 501c3, we're volunteers. We're not supposed to benefit ourselves in any way.
Right.
And the people that are doing it are at the top. They're on the board, president, treasurer. It's a circle of friends. Well, being that mostly senior citizens are members of these clubs, nobody was saying anything. They just little sheep. Well, I decided it was time to speak up. And little by little, been more women speaking up and requesting information. Finally, I wrote a letter to the district above us that monies were being misappropriated, et cetera, et cetera. And district requested financial records and minutes from this particular organization. And sure enough, district told them that the only thing that they can compensate is registration fees for conventions, which are like $15. Well, in the last 6 months, these people have spent $2,000 on themselves for conventions in St. Louis and whatever. Now, I've requested the records, and as a member, I am entitled to those records. And she handed me four binders yesterday at a bylaw meeting, committee meeting that I'm on. She handed me four binders full, and I said, well, I can't read them now. Can I read them after the meeting? And she said, no, I have to leave. And I said, well, then you're letting me look at the books, but not letting me read the books. She says, well, you'll have to make an appointment. I go, well, then let's do it. I requested receipts for what they build the organization for, and they're not giving them to me. Okay, I'm checking in with different sources of authorities, what I can do, starting first at this level as a nonprofit, and I just want to know if the efforts will be paid, will come through okay for the club. My goal is to have them pay back what they've spent on themselves, number one. And
so
number two, they should resign.
If they're, so you want them to pay back what they've spent and then also resign. So in your, in, I'm sorry, I missed this, but your role in the organization is a volunteer. Are they, you know, in higher positions? I don't know if there's like, you know, a board of the volunteers, you know, or a president, treasurer, secretary.
Yes, every nonprofit has their board, president, vice president, treasurer, recording secretary. I'm a member, but according to Robert's rules, we're all equal. Nobody is above anybody else, so I am allowed to request, you know, record
sure.
keeping.
Right.
And I'm they're blocking me everywhere.
I'm just trying to ascertain whether these are the board members that are taking the money or are they just volunteers? I mean,
board members.
They're board members?
The higher ups.
They're the higher ups?
Yeah, they're board members,
so
but they are also volunteers. We're all
right.
Volunteers.
Everybody's a volunteer.
On the board.
Everybody's
correct.
A volunteer.
And they're not profit.
The board.
That's why we don't pay
right.
taxes on the money we earn. We're volunteers.
It's them right now.
Yeah. Well, first of all, we applaud you.
Their ears are burning. Okay.
Yeah.
No,
first,
exactly.
First of all, we applaud you for exposing them because that's illegal and unethical. And good for you. You're a whistleblower to a good cause, and that's good. And that's outrageous. That's outrageous what they're doing. I think as long as you keep a great connection with the authorities, if you will, and inform them of any possible retaliation or harassment, that will also be accountable. And
be good.
You know, you're not out to sue them or anything, but you're out to make sure that the area is cleaned up of the outlaws and replaced with dependable, reliable people who are there to administer everything in a justifiable and commendable way. So what you're doing is right. I mean, you have a certain spiritual energy, Jenny, and you're seven. You're 43 is broken up seven, but it doesn't matter. You're an eight, which is a power energy. And what you have to look at is this is also old tribal energy. So you're volunteering in this group. You have to go back into the pages of past lives and realize this is tribal, and you're here to correct something. So, I think you're going to be successful. I do pick up the month of September being important to you personally somewhere in your life. So a September ring bell is going on, which may not be appropriate right now to discuss, but there's something about September.
Anyone born in September in your family or friends?
Yes, my daughter, and I'm having problems with her.
Oh, let's get her birthday. You're having problems with your daughter?
Yes, yeah, September 25th. I got married in 1960. She was born 1962. September 25th,
1962.
Yeah, September what? I thought it was going to be 20-something, but 25th?
Yeah, September 25th, 1962, and her name is Laura.
Interesting. Laura, okay. And she is, well, she's got 11s going on in her 9-2, first and last, and the first two numbers in her birth date, 11-16.
34-7.
So it's interesting because Jenny, your year is her inverted karmic number 34, and of course your fire number, which is in the last number in your day, is 7. That's her master number. She's got a 25 in her day, which is.
Was she having
7.
Trouble in her marriage or something, a relationship?
She's having trouble with all of her relationships. She's never been married, but she chose to have children. She's not talking to her daughter, who just had a baby 2.5 years ago. My daughter is extremely difficult to get along with. She hasn't even chosen to see her grandson because she chewed out the father and won't apologize. She was determined to get into ICU when the baby was born. nurses said, well, you have to contact the parents. The doctor didn't want anybody in there but the parents, and she was determined. And that's just a little piece of the story. She's very sad. She just, since she was a child, by the way, okay, since she was a child.
She's
my father when she was 5 years old. Why is she always fighting with everyone?
Since she was five. That's her fire number. So, and then, like, what was her growing up in her adolescence, young adulthood, what went on?
Difficult, rebellious, difficult, ran away, you know, for no reason. She was like 12.
Yeah, she's 56. I mean, what can you do? I mean, this isn't why you called, but it became part of the reading. Maybe just the vibration is concerning you as a mother. You don't know what to do, but the vibration of that concern came through the radio. And, I don't know. There's a weird thing that I'm getting, and who knows why I'm getting it. I don't know why, but here's the story. I'm seeing an image of an alligator. Maybe it's an alligator or a crocodile. And I don't know if it's Africa or the Florida swamps. Don't ask me. Well, I don't know why I'm seeing this yet, but you're a little bit older than me, but we're of an age where we remember Tarzan and Jungle Jim and Johnny Weissmuller. I don't know what
and
the
Sabu,
heck is going on.
And Sabu.
Sabu, yeah, Sabu. Remember him, the Indian one.
Right.
He also starred in a he had an old movie, but you remember, and I don't know.
Yes.
Have you taken any safaris to Africa? Did you do anything in your life traveling?
No, I haven't. But it's I don't know. An alligator, crocodile, very prickly, you know, the predator.
How about
not very nice.
Have you been to Florida?
No, I have not. I have not.
How about the name Jim? James, Jim.
Jim, no? Jim. Jim, I had a friend named Jim, and he knew her too. Nice guy.
Knew your daughter.
My daughter, he knew my daughter, and he knew me.
Well, okay, so here's what I'm thinking. There's some attitude of concern around your daughter, because we're looking at symbols that involve, you know, adventure and drama and fighting crocodiles and riding elephants. There's something. Were there ever any guns or rifles in the family history?
In my house growing up, no. My father's, yes, a rifle.
Okay, so we got that link. Was your daughter ever had any kind of domestic violence? Was she? Did the police ever have to be called on her or anything?
On her? Let me think. Yes, one time. One time on her. My granddaughter, who was like 8-10 years old, got angry at her mom because her mom was disciplining her and called the police on Laura. And I shouldn't have. You know, that's when the schools are teaching you, your parents can't yell or touch you or do anything.
Yeah, yeah.
So the police came, and even her other sister confirmed to the police that nothing had happened, but that was the younger one trying to get revenge.
Yeah.
But one time further back, Laura called me to come to the apartment. She was throwing out the father of her daughter and wanted me there. So I went there and told the guy, you know, she wants to just go. You know, when Laura says, you go, you better go. And she just gets along with hardly anyone. And I worry about her. I really, really do. I don't think mentally she's, they call it personality disorder, okay?
Yeah, that's what
that's
I was
what
gonna...
it is.
Yeah.
Is she like,
if that's what it is. And,
like a borderline personality? I mean, has she been diagnosed with anything?
And it's been forever. I saw it at 5 years old.
So she's, that's her diagnosis?
My other daughter-in-law is a psychologist. Because I asked her, is Laura bipolar or what? And she says, no, she's more personality disorder. I said, okay.
Well, I don't know. You know, I mean, when we're doing these radio readings, we can just get vibrations and they're validated, but we don't, you know, what can you do? She's this age.
It's
we're
hard,
just validating.
You know,
it.
If she was younger, maybe there'd be more you could do, but because she's like, you know, in her 50s.
Does she work
less,
at all?
Yeah.
Does she work?
Yeah, she works. She works for a good company. She's been there 25 years with, I think, Edison, 30 years.
Edison?
Oh, you must be in Southern California, 626.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, we're in Southern California as well.
And
so,
the sad thing, she was at a really good position and she was demoted for arguing with the supervisor and telling the supervisor how to do her job. my poor daughter.
She combated
with everyone.
I have a, you know, Tabasco sauce for a daughter.
But I mean, I,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
In her defense, the daughter's defense, I mean, okay, she was demoted, but she's been at the position for 25 years. So that's at least, you know, she's had that long relationship with her employer, which shows that, you know, she's at least doing something right in her life. I mean,
Kristen, sort of, because she sued Edison and now they demoted her and kept her. They won't let her go because they'll get, you know, in trouble.
So they have her to
base rank number one.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You know,
she's really
out a flat out prayer for her as far as your political stance with the
organization.
We applaud you. You know, that's disgusting. They're taking the monies and using it for their own personal pleasure. But we already know what happened with the guy in the environmental agency, Purit. Well, he got his. So, you know, these people that do this appropriate funds and they channel them into their own, they'll get theirs. And you're doing a good job and you're making sure that money is rechanneled back where it properly goes. It seems like it's a good cause, scholarships, helping kids, whatever it may be. So you hang in there. And as far as your daughter,
Neil, do you feel that they will pay the money back?
I think they're going to go after them. And if anything, they're going to be forced to resign. I think they're going to be forced to resign. Do I think they're going to have to pay it back to some degree? To some degree, because charges could be. I mean, it's illegal what they're doing.
Yes.
It's illegal.
Yes.
So charges could be. You know, you have to get the authorities involved that can make the arrests, whatever it is, government agency.
Right.
I don't know exactly who would make the arrests or investigate. You would know that better than we would at the moment, but do I feel this is going
to
come?
Well, that's why I've written to the district president who oversees the 28 clubs, and she's already warned them, if I don't see changes being made, I do have recourse. And there's still, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm going to follow up with that.
Gonna,
every time something's wrong, I'm going to document it and send the president of the district. Yeah, a letter.
Document it. And if you have an iPhone and they start yelling at you,
record it.
Well,
you know,
preferably video.
What you can do with those books is you can take pictures of some of the pages.
Right.
You mean the records?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Have you done that?
I did that at the bylaw meeting. I mean, it was so hard because their bylaws were thrown out because they created them themselves instead of having the members vote on bylaws.
Get an order.
So they've done everything
order.
Wrong. Everything.
Yeah, get an order that you can examine those books and that they're making it impossible for you, and that's not giving you the space and time that you need to do to examine them.
Well, the concern too is that they could change the books.
Right.
You're
letting me look at the books. You're letting me look at the books, but you're not allowing me time to read the books. And then she left, got the books after the meeting and left. So I'm going to follow up with a letter to
the concern would be that they would change the records because they know that you're on their, you know, your wife and what they're doing. But regarding the recording video, I would say video record them surreptitiously. Mm-hmm. I mean, you might be able to do that on your iPhone without them really even knowing that you're recording. I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. I think California, it's a two-way. You have to agree. Some states, one person recording is allowed without the other one knowing. But I think in California,
that's true. But there's so many.
Yeah.
I mean, well, that's true. But then you have your phone out. I mean,
that's true. That's true.
There's so many recordings that are admitted even with those laws in place. You know, you see it all the time. So,
I know. You're right.
You know.
Well, that gives me hope that all this work, you know, will come to a good conclusion.
Let us know. Okay.
And bless your hearts for sharing your gift with people.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good luck. And, you know,
you're very welcome.
Thank you for being an honest person in the world and, you know, doing your part in exposing people that aren't.
All right, my dears. I know another person is waiting, and I've taken up a lot of your time, and I thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And Jenny can join our new Facebook page, the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour, and also find us, Neil and Kristen Baker, Neil Baker Psychic. Please join us on all of those pages. 262 area code, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
I didn't realize I was... this is Amy.
Oh, Amy. I thought I recognized your number. You're listening. But are you wanting to speak with us?
I just tuned in, though. I just tuned in, so I'm not exactly sure what the topic is, and I don't want to waste much of your time. But if you can
briefly... Oh, no, you're not wasting time. We're here. We haven't heard from you for a long time. So give us your birth date again.
12/29/1969.
Just had a birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
And what's going on with acupuncture? 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
I'm a licensed acupuncturist now, and I've been working. I had a studio and just ended that lease, and I'm kind of right now I'm in limbo. I interviewed with a colleague to work out of her center. That's really awesome. I just interviewed at a spa today, and I have private clients. So things are moving forward.
Yeah, and you broke up with the guy you were living with. You moved out. Is there anybody new in your life?
No, I'm still talking to – I dated somebody for about a year after that, and we still get along, but I'm not seriously dating anybody.
Are there any potential locations where you're working where it would be on a higher floor than the first floor?
Higher than a first floor. I was working on a third – The lease I gave up was on a third floor.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. So psychically, I'm backtracking to that location. Now I got to move forward because you're licensed and all, but you're in the process of landing a permanent position somewhere. Is that it? Or you have your own local clients, but you're also wanting to be established at a location. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, I actually want to have more regular income. I have a struggle with the income being sporadic, and sometimes.
Okay, what state are you in?
Wisconsin.
So, approximately, conservatively speaking, as a starting point, would $40,000 be appropriate to your needs, or is that low or above?
That would be appropriate to my needs.
Okay, so that's what I'm seeing. The reason I said it, I wanted to get that validation. And how far are you from reaching that goal as we speak in the average income that you're now calculating?
I am less than half of that probably right
That's
now.
That's what I thought. I thought you were going to say 18 to 20,000.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
So what? Here's the thing, Amy. I don't know if it's going to work, but I see you keeping your people, but going to a place where you're working. I'm not sure what floor it's on, but it's going to compensate, and it's going to get close to 38 to 41,000.
Okay.
Maybe by June. I mean, you're going through a harsh winter, cold winter. February, March, April starts to get warmer. May, and by June we might be able to reach that mark, or the beginning of reaching.
Cool.
It is cool out there, I know.
I mean, the interview at the spa was, it's interesting because this is totally interviewing as an acupuncturist. You know, obviously there's fewer acupuncturists in the world. So when somebody wants an acupuncturist, they don't have 40 applicants usually. So I was recommended by a friend of a friend, and it was more like just a casual conversation. you know, so now we have next steps. And she said, so do you think you'd want to start out part-time or full-time? So it's pretty exciting. I'm glad I moved forward, even though I was, you know, doing all the things I was doing to slow myself down.
Well, there's a big need for people who have pain and accidents and things like that, people who have blockages, so that's great. Look for the name Paula, Pauline, Paulette. Look for the P name in a female in the near future.
Okay. Now, there was a Paula that was a manager at the place I was renting.
Oh. Oh, boy. Okay, we're just swimming in the pool of vibrational validations, okay?
Okay, yes, we are.
So that was that one was backstepping to a validation. So,
yes.
And as the third floor of your building, things look good,
yep.
Amy. Just go forward. Our goal would be around June that things start really getting closer to the premise that you're saying, hey, I think I want to make 40,000 if this works out right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I think now, is there the fact that you pulled those facts, does that have any indication that I still have tethering or cords to the last situation?
No, that's just because you picked up the Pauline or Paula or whatever it was.
No,
it has nothing to do with it. It's just a vibrational link to the reading. I mean, it's just further validation that, you know, that the information is accurate.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you're holding on to any. It doesn't mean you're holding on to anything or you got. It's just a surface of validation that you can immediately validate that occurred to also support the idea of how the future is going to be looking.
Awesome. Yeah, everything seems pretty good. I just have always enjoyed your show, and I had a half hour that I'm sitting in my car right now, and I saw it come up on my calendar, so I was like, oh, I'm going to call.
Oh, thank you.
Good. Well, it's nice that you got in touch, Amy.
Yeah, and thankfully I've been busy, and I haven't been calling in because I've been working. So
good.
That's awesome.
Glad to hear it.
I know.
Well, we have another call, so we're going to try to take that person before the show ends because we've got like 5 minutes. But thanks for checking in. And good luck. But yeah,
thanks for all your help and staff. All right. Bye.
Bye. Okay. 813 is our final caller, and did not get to talk.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, guys. It's Seth. I'm calling from Orlando, Florida.
Seth from Orlando, Florida.
Yes. Okay. 71 degrees down here today, guys.
Wow.
71
degrees.
Degrees.
I have a quick question because I know the show's wrapping up and I won't keep you.
Not perfect
okay. For
me. I'm a little warm for January, but okay, go ahead.
Well, obviously, this is a huge weekend. We have the Saints and the Rams playing. We got Kansas City playing. Tell me if they're going to beat the Patriots. Who's going to be in the Super Bowl? I don't care about any of this love life stuff. I want to know who's going to be in the Super Bowl. And also, I got these huge blisters on my cock. Are they going to go away? Is this from that black chick I was with, or what's the story? I mean, they're just hurting like a son of a bitch. My nuts are so sore.
I think it might have been the Asian chick you were with.
My balls
hurt.
I'm sure you've given this to people before, ma'am. What do you think it is? Do you want me to text you a picture of my nuts?
No, you don't need to. I can see him from here. I would advise you to get a castration immediately. But we'll see you somewhere out in the Atlantic Ocean, okay?
And
you
immediately.
Care.
He's gone. He got scared.
Well, he's been flushed.
Yeah, that's right. I need to get that sound on our audio board.
Yeah.
Well, I knew he was. Knew he was obnoxious from the moment.
You know, it's a shame
because
he has a nice speaking voice. He's got a radio voice.
Well, he probably has us on his radio show where he's doing these prank calls. He probably does a podcast.
Oh, well, that was fun. So we don't really have time to.
And unfortunately, he, you know, we could have talked. You know, it's really unfortunate when people waste valuable time.
You know, there's serious callers know that that's nonsense and it's ridiculous.
Right, but unfortunately it infringed on our time to talk, which we had a few minutes, and now it's kind of less. 2 minutes and 56 seconds, just really not going to have time. So we're procrastinating on this topic until the next show, unfortunately. But we are back on the air on Wednesday, it is. Yes, Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. So we do thank our callers for joining us today. At least we got to reach a lot of people. So that was important.
That's right.
Okay. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.